From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama says the time is now for diplomacy, not coercion.
If we cannot work together more effectively, we will all suffer the consequences.
President Barack Obama called on the world Monday to shun war and conflict and instead engage in new diplomatic efforts to resolve conflicts across the globe. The American leader told the United Nations General Assembly that we will be stronger if we work together, and it's time to move away from force and coercion.
But I stand before you today believing in my core that we, the nations of the world, cannot return to the old ways of conflict and coercion. We cannot look backwards. We live in an integrated world, one in which we all have a stake in each other's success. We cannot turn back those forces of integration.
Mr. Obama said there were no simple answers for ending 4 years of fighting in Syria, but he said diplomacy must be used to forge that agreement for the Syrian people to live together peacefully. In the meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin told the United Nations General Assembly Monday that the armed forces of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are valiantly fighting terrorism face to face, and that refusing to cooperate with them is a huge mistake. He also called for the creation of a broad international anti-terrorist coalition, which he compared to the anti-Hitler coalition of World War II. More broadly, the Russian leader criticized the foreign policy of the United States and its Western allies, including what he called the export of so-called democratic revolutions to the Middle East and North Africa. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping had his say at the United Nations today as well, as he made new commitments to uphold peace, encourage global development, and support efforts to reduce climate change. In his address at the global body's New York headquarters, President Xi pledged $1 billion in aid to the UN Peace and Development Fund and promised to create a reserved force of 8,000 UN peacekeeping troops. He also announced China would give $100 million in military assistance to the African Union over the next 5 years to fight terrorism on the continent. China will continue to uphold the international order, Mr. Xi said, noting that $1 billion would be distributed over 10 years to advance multilateral cooperation. Afghanistan's Taliban has captured the northern city of Kunduz, marking a major battlefield victory for the Islamist insurgency force since the 2001 U.S.-led invasion ousted it from power. Ayaz Ghul gives details from VOA's South Asia Bureau in Islamabad.
Hundreds of heavily armed Taliban fighters staged a well-planned pre-dawn assault on Kunduz and seized control of key government buildings in the city by Monday afternoon. The fighting left dozens of Afghan security personnel dead or wounded before others abandoned the provincial capital. General Murad Ali Murad, the deputy chief of army staff, told a late-night news conference in Kabul that military reinforcements have arrived in the area and surrounded the city. General Murad said that a major problem facing military forces was that they could not storm the city for fear of causing civilian casualties and damage to their property. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The insurgents raised the Taliban flag over the city and freed some 500 prisoners from the main jail. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani will leave New York for Tehran today, cutting short his visit for the UN General Assembly so he can take part in a ceremony for the Iranians killed in a stampede during the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Some 169 Iranians have been confirmed dead among the 769 killed last week outside of the holy city of Mecca and Saudi Arabia. More than 300 Iranians remain missing. On Sunday, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei demanded Saudi Arabia apologize for the stampede. Pope Francis said Monday, in an apparent support of a U.S. county clerk who was jailed for withholding marriage licenses from gay couples, that individuals have the right to refuse performing tasks that violate their consciences. Pope Francis said on a flight to Rome after a 10-day trip to Cuba and the United States, conscientious objection must end into every juridical structure because it is a right, a human right. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.